We're in the UK today visiting our Aussie expat clients, and we reached out to them to find out what their top 10 tips are in becoming an expat in the UK. Here's what they had to say.
The transit system in general is reliable, efficient, and easy to navigate. If you wait more than a couple of minutes for a tube or bus, that's unusual. If you're 25 or under, get a rail card. You get 1/3 off all rail fares across the UK. This is really beneficial if you take trains a lot. Make sure you get your Oyster card updated with your rail card info to save on London Overground trains. Layering. This is an art and something to adjust to in the colder seasons. Always carry a jacket, even in the middle of summer. Weather here is fickle. It changes quickly and you don't want to be waiting around for a bus and freezing your legs off. Recruitment agencies are a big deal here. If you're looking for work, register with a couple of agencies in your niche. They'll help promote you to employers in your industry. The coffee scene in London is on the rise. Most good places are run by Aussies or Kiwis. Always down London's best coffee app by Blue Coat Media. It costs a couple of pounds and will point you in the right direction of the nearest trendy cafe. It's also handy for scheduling business meetings. In the UK, vouchers are a thing. If you're shopping at a certain store, going for dinner, ordering groceries, it's worth a quick Google to see if there's a relevant voucher code to apply. If you travel a lot, you'll benefit from the registered traveller service offered to Australian passport holders. It lets you skip along immigration queues as you don't need to fill out the landing card. You can use the electronic gates the same way residents do. Getting a bank account over here can be quite difficult if you don't have a credit rating. You have to provide your rental contract, a utility bill, or a council tax bill. It's good to get bills generated ASAP to be able to get a bank account as quickly as possible. Both Barclays and Lloyds are adept at opening expat accounts. This is also true for mobile phone contracts. You may have trouble getting a SIM-only phone plan with international calls enabled due to not having a credit rating. You can get around this by paying a deposit. Online shopping is popular in the UK. Getting a week's worth of groceries home without a car can be tricky, and often the local express version stores don't have an extensive range. All the main players, Tesco, Waitrose, Ocado, M&S offer online delivery. It's so handy to have everything dropped off at your door on a schedule and saves you navigating crowded footpaths and the tube laden with grocery bags while trying to simultaneously fish out your Oyster card. Living in London can require communal housing. If you're not lucky enough to have friends to move in with or access to private house, you may need to lodge with strangers. Spareroom.com is the main player for connecting with potential homes. Until you're physically in the UK, it can be hard to organise as you need to view places and also meet other housemates. House hunting here can be an involved process. Once you've decided on a location, the process begins. It can involve house viewings, interview type questions, second stage of going out for drinks with current housemates, and there's even speed flat mating events. Get ready for all the fun. You can apply for a national insurance number once you've arrived in the UK, and then do so ASAP as it's required here to monitor your tax and social security contributions. It was just a matter of phoning up to make an appointment at the Job Centre Plus, which is the Medicare equivalent, and to show your ID and evidence of your right to work in the UK. You should receive your number in the mail shortly after.
We hope you found these tips useful and we'll assist you in making the move to the UK and becoming an expat. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@atlaswealth.com.au, or alternatively you can leave your comments in the fields below. Take care and have a great day.